It's another cup of tea show. I am Andy Heaton, guest hosting for this one. Delighted to be joined over Zoom by Matt Critchley of Being Sports. Matt, nice one for coming on the show.
No problems at all, Andy. Good to see you, mate.
Good to see you, mate. If you're a regular listener, you know Matt's a friend of the show. He's been on quite a few times. We've done a couple of things with Being. I've known Matt now for maybe over 10 years now, and we'll go through that in a bit. I've been trying to get him on for a while, and during this COVID break and the state of football at the minute, I thought no better time than the present. So managed to get him on. So, Matt, what I wanted to have a little chat to you about before we get into the Liverpool stuff, I wanted to talk to you about Liverpool and their kind of re-emergence and more how it's been received worldwide, because obviously you work for Being, they broadcast the game, and I mean, you can tell me how many territories?
Well, yeah, quite a lot. I mean, it's quite complicated with Being Sports, but basically I work for Being out of what we call the MENA region, so the Middle East and North Africa, and that's 27 different territories across all of the north of Africa and across all the Middle East as well. And you can imagine, just how popular Liverpool are in those regions. We've got, you know, channels in places like Turkey and Spain and Southeast Asia, Australia, America as well. Some have the Premier League and some don't. But generally speaking, you know, Liverpool and Manchester United are still the two powerhouses of worldwide football. You know, people look at Manchester City and Chelsea. They just don't have the same appeal. They don't have the same reach that Liverpool do. So Liverpool winning the league has been great in terms of the how it's been received in the territory that I work in, but also worldwide, because we get requests from all those territories that I've just mentioned, so Australia, Southeast Asia, and as I'm the guy in the Northwest and closest to the club, they all come through me, and it's clear, you know, when City win the league, it's a big story, but it doesn't make worldwide headlines. When Chelsea win the league, it doesn't make worldwide headlines. When Liverpool win the league, it does, because of the size of the club and the reach of the club. So it's been a really busy and a really enjoyable few months.